RFI, the world at your doorstep.
Greece has finally exited 8 years of international bailout programs, meaning it gets back some control over its economy. Since 2010, Athens had received more than 289 billion euros in loans from the so-called Troika, the International Monetary Fund, the EU and the European Central Bank, in exchange for radical austerity measures. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is to make an official announcement today, Tuesday, on what this will change for his country. There's hope Greece can boost growth and lower unemployment, but political instability in neighbouring countries could further complicate this, says Nikos Vetas, professor of economics at Athens University.
Even as Greece now has fixed to a large extent its greater imbalances, it has to fear about its immediate neighbourhood. And I mean, on the one hand, the Turkish economy is not doing very well, obviously. On the other hand, there is Italy, and if you look at all the numbers, you have to be skeptical about the effect that the Italian economy is going to have on the Eurozone in the next several months. So it is a little bit unfortunate that as Greece perhaps, at least in some way, puts its own house in order, it has to wonder about, you know, its trading partners and if there is some new turbulence. But that's life. Huh? You have to keep improving your economy. You control what you control, and then, you know, you hope that what you don't control is not going to be having a devastating effect.
You can listen or listen again to the latest newscast on our website, english.rfi.fr.
Radio France International broadcasts across the globe in English via satellite, on FM, on the internet, and via the free RFI app on your smartphone.
Now, Greece has finally exited 8 years of international bailout programs, meaning it gets back some control of its economy. Since 2010, Athens has received more than 289 billion euros in loans from the so-called Troika, the International Monetary Fund, the EU and the European Central Bank, in exchange for radical austerity measures. RFI's Alison Hurd looks at whether much will change for Greece.
Greece can now borrow at market rates, and in theory, it'll be able to decide on how it spends its budget. Getting back a sense of sovereignty is important for Greeks, but the mood is far from celebratory. Although there's been increased growth of late, the Greek economy is still 25% smaller than when the crisis began in 2008. And while unemployment is down, it's still at around 20%. Nikos Vetas is an economics professor at Athens University, and he says it'll take a while for Greek households to feel any tangible benefits.
One cannot expect that there are going to be very remarkable immediate changes. Greece has been in a recession since effectively 2008, and there have been three consecutive rescue and restructuring programs that have accomplished a few things but have failed in many other things. So the trade deficit has been fixed, the fiscal deficit has been fixed, competitiveness has been restored to a large extent. The country is gradually returning to growth. This is all on the positive side. However, there has been a massive recession that drove all of this adjustment. So basically, people didn't have much to spend, and the public sector had to adjust. Nobody expects many changes in the next 2 or 3 years. Greece is still going to be under continuous monitoring by the European institutions.
In fact, Greece is not totally free of the Troika after all. Unlike Portugal and Ireland, which also benefited from Eurozone bailouts, Greece's exit has come with conditions. It has to meet budget surplus targets of 2.2% of GDP or more until 2060. French economist Agnès Benassi-Kéré says Greece will struggle.
Greece has negotiated restructuring of its debt with a delay for repayments. And in exchange, the Europeans have asked Greece to maintain the budget surplus of more than 4% of GDP during several years, and then 2% during many years. And it's very doubtful that Greece will be able to maintain such a high surplus during such a long time.
And there's another respect in which Greece is not out of the woods yet. It needs foreign and national investment, but Kerry says its banks are in a sorry state.
I think this is a big drag on growth because Greece really needs a lot of investment, foreign direct investment, but also national investment. And the problem is that the banks are not in good shape in Greece. About half of their loans are non-performing loans, which means that they will unlikely be repaid. So the banks will be unwilling to extend new loans to new companies, SMEs, and this will put a drag on investment for sure.
Growth rates in Greece are expected to be a bit below 2% in the next couple of years, but economist Nikos Fetas explains why they must be higher.
There is a very large number of the households that are at the poverty or below the poverty line. And for them, it's very important that the economy starts working again so that people get out of unemployment and back to work. And the other reason is that this has been such a long time of a recession that all the reforms that are still needed in the public sector, in the public administration in particular, justice system, education, for all this to work, it is important that there is support by the society. And unless the Greeks start seeing in the next few years some signs that their own situation is improving, then they will give up.
Despite this, Vetas says there's a feeling Greece has escaped the worst.
Perhaps the predominant feeling is that Greece has removed itself from some immediate and great danger. So nobody really thinks that the country will collapse in the next, you know, few years, which is important by itself.
Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras will be making an official announcement today on how he sees his country's future post-Eurozone bailout. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.
You're listening to Paris Live. Now, time now for a second part of our special series on the Hajj. Kenyan Muslims have joined their fellow Muslims from around the world in performing the Hajj, one of the five pillars of the Islamic faith.